It's time for another live report on Todd 1070 and 92.1 WEKT.
Right. That's scary too when you don't have
if I want to walk, I have to wear this. So,
right.
I'm not ready to give up in a wheelchair.
I hear you. What'd you say, Nora? And, of course, we're back at Billy Goat Hill again, and we're having a great time here at Billy Goat Hill. Always enjoy visiting Melissa and your crew, and I tell you what, the Sloppy Joe Melissa, it is wonderful. I have to, and the Brendan rings are always delicious.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
So tell me a little bit about the history of Billy Goat Hill. We talked about this last time we were here, but how'd you guys come about? How'd you come to be?
Well, the name of Billy Goat Hill is actually the name of the farm, the Weathers farm that we live on. And it came about by Robbie's great-grandfather needed to move his wife out of town because of her allergies, and she hated the farm that he bought. She said a billy goat couldn't live on it, and so he named it Billy Goat Hill, but it's been there forever and ever. But again, still no goats have ever been on the farm. Everything else, but no goats.
No goats. You can't get goat on the menu here, right?
Oh, no. No goat on the menu. No. Not yet, at least. I have tried to find some goats and to sell, not necessarily to cook. I don't know that I could cook it. But it seems that a lot of people that raise goats, even if they're meat goats, they don't want to sell them to you to chop up and eat.
That makes sense. You know, we talked about the meatloaf on Wednesdays, but you do a special every day, don't you?
We do. We do some kind of special every day. We try to keep it consistent so that people will know what we're having. But sometimes consistency gets dull, and so we'll switch it up a little bit every once in a while, especially on Fridays. During the day, we'll do something different every Friday. But every Friday night, we have catfish and steaks.
And you've already had a gentleman talking about coming back tonight to get some, right?
Exactly. A gentleman that was in here for lunch said he'd be back for his ribeye tonight. He's here every Friday night eating steak with us. So we have a pretty good, consistent crowd on Friday nights that are here every night. We have some that, if we're having sirloins, they won't come, though. They don't like the sirloin. They want the ribeyes or the New York strips. So where my daughter would rather have the sirloins. She doesn't like the fat, so she likes the sirloin, but really? There are other people that like the fat that come on the ribeye and the New York strip.
Of good steak's a good steak, whether it's a sirloin, ribeye, or a New York strip, in my opinion. That's just me, Melissa.
I agree. A good cooked steak is always, doesn't matter what it's like, but people have their favorites. So.
And it's all farm-raised. I think that's the important thing. If you've never had farm-raised beef, you need to try the beef here because it does have a better flavor. Different flavor than what you get at the grocery store, and that's what I love about it.
It does, and we also sell our beef. If you want to buy it, you can come in and ask us about it or give us a call, and we can get what you want and bring it up here to the store or to the restaurant and have it for you. We just sold several pounds of ground beef to some people and a bunch of roast to some people, so we also have that for sale. We don't just cook it all here. We can sell it to you also, and you can cook it at home yourself if you'd like.
Truly a farm-to-table restaurant. Billy Goat Hill, a staple here on the square in Elton. Great place to come eat. We're going to visit again with Melissa and find out a little bit about the folks who help her make this place run. She's got a great crew here. They're fun to talk to when we're not on the microphone. And when we get on the microphone, everybody gets quiet. But, of course, we're here at the Billy Goat Hill celebrating National Farm Safety Week a little early. We're on Todd 1070, 92.1 FM.
Hi, I'm Amanda Jordan. I'm from Allegree, Kentucky, and I'm Todd Proud.